Hi guys, I hope you all are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about summer, as summer comes to a close, which, literally, I blinked and summer is already almost over. Where did the time go? Like, I literally moved, took a break from YouTube, and then now it's the end of summer. Like, what even happened this summer? Like, I don't even know what happened this summer. This has been, like, literally the fastest summer of my entire life. Like, genuinely, this has been the fastest summer that I've ever experienced. And I, like, kind of got a little bit sad about it, which is why I came up with this episode topic. We're going to be talking about, or begging the question, rather, is summer vacation overhyped? Like, is the whole summer vibe, is the whole summer thing overhyped? And, like, don't get me wrong, summer is, like, literally my favorite season behind fall. It's summer, fall, spring, and winter. That's my order. Summer, fall, spring, and winter are, like, literally my favorite months. Oh my god, they're literally not fucking months, they're seasons. Sorry. They're my favorite seasons in order. But I'm noticing this pattern of, like, literally almost every summer I do absolutely nothing. Or, like, every summer it just goes by so fast and then, like, nothing happens. But for me, honestly, my summer isn't over yet for another 3 weeks. Like, I still have 3 more weeks of summer, so I'm going to try to make them as fun as I can, but also, like, not pushing myself to do so much because I love relaxing. Like, I don't like doing a lot. I just like to keep it very slow paced and things like that, but also, like, I want to make it fun, you know? That's how I feel about it. Literally, for me, this summer flew by within a blink of an eye. I moved. I took a break from YouTube. I started working over the summer again, and then, like, now it's, like, I only have 3 more weeks left, and it's, like, honestly so scary. Like, I don't even know. It's just so scary to me, and also it's, like, really annoying, and I'm almost positive 99% of you guys feel the exact same way about it. Like, literally, summer has flew by for me, so I'm going to be talking about today why I think summer vacation is a little bit overhyped. Even though I still love summer vacation, but, like, it's, like, a little bit overhyped. Also, because, like, literally 95% of teens don't do anything over the summer. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. For me, again, like I said, I moved. I more moved at the end of spring instead of summer. I moved, like, end of May-ish, early, middle June. Like, it was, like, that whole, like, section of time. It was, like, process to move. It was a process to move. But that took up, like, the first quarter of my summer for me. And then, like, after that, I wasn't working at the time, so I wasn't really doing anything. I was basically just staying home every day, trying to get acclimated with my house and the neighborhood and things like that, and get used to some changes, you know? I am taking a coffee break. That is my drink of the day, a cold brew with caramel nut pod creamer, which is my absolute favorite. It's out of this world. Also, little sidebar, I had such a slow morning today. I woke up literally at 9:30, and if you've been listening to my podcast or follow me for a long time, you know, I usually wake up around 7:30, 8 a.m. I hate when I wake up at 9:30. I hate it, because that's, like, so late for me. But for others, I know it's, like, early, because I know people who wake up literally at 1 p.m., and I don't know how you could do that. Those days for me are over. I remember two or three years ago, I used to wake up literally at 1 p.m. over the summer, and it was, like, terrible. And that's why I was depressed. But anyways, Yeah, I had such a slow morning. I hated it. It took me forever to get out of bed for some reason. I don't know what was wrong with today. Usually, this has been happening for a couple weeks. So, like, on Mondays, I take it very, very slow in the morning because over the weekend, I just get so exhausted for some reason. Even though I don't really do much, I just get really exhausted over the weekend. And then I like to take things a little bit slower on Mondays. I just hate the feeling of waking up at 9:30 for me. Like, because then my whole routine is thrown off. I literally did not even make my first coffee until like 2 p.m. It was bad. Like, I don't even know. I ate breakfast at like 11. I don't know. So, but yeah, that was just a little sidebar. But anyway, like I said, I moved. I took up half of my, not half, but like the first quarter of my summer. And then like, literally, I was just not doing anything most of July, like early July. And then I started working at the end of July. And obviously not doing anything, all the days become blurred and they become one. So like I barely knew what day it was. Like there was no separation of days for me because I wasn't doing anything. I was literally just sitting in my house recording videos. Actually, I wasn't even recording videos. I was filming podcast episodes, not doing shit. Literally for almost the whole month of July. And then at the end of July, I started working. It was my first day of work, was at the end of July. And then that got me out of the house, you know. But even then, during that time, when I was working, I was in training. So, like, again, I wasn't doing much. And now we're here. It's the beginning of August. It's August now. Haven't done shit this summer. That's a lie, actually. I did a couple of things this summer. It's like, because like, oh my god, guys, literally, last summer was terrible. Oh my god. For like, other reasons. But like, because I literally hung out with my friends probably once last summer. I hung out with one friend last summer. One. I hung out with one friend. But this summer, I actually hung out with people. I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, that was once. Like, four times. So, like, that's good. I've hung out with people four times this summer, which is, like, really good for me. Because, like, that's, like, that just usually, like, doesn't happen. But I literally just wasn't doing anything. And, like, now it's August. Summer's almost over. Summer's already over for some people, which I couldn't imagine. That literally must suck so bad. But, yeah, and then that's it. That's been my entire summer so far. Granted, I still have 3 more weeks, and 3 weeks is, like, a long time if you really think about it, but, like, honestly not. But, I mean, that's just the way it is, because I haven't been on any vacation. Actually, I've been on, like, one vacation this summer. So I went on one vacation. So far, and then that's it. Actually, you know what? I actually don't consider August the end of summer. I actually consider September the end of summer, because September, it's still, like, summer weather outside. People are just in school. But now that I'm doing, like, online school, I have a lot more time in my day to get other shit done for myself. So to be honest, my summer vacation honestly isn't even over until the end of September, when it starts to get cold. Colder, actually. Even in October, it's still warm out in October. I'll say like November. So I still have I still have a little bit of time to do fun stuff before it becomes winter, and then like I get depression, or like I just get like winter time sadness, or like in the winter I usually like get a little sad. But that's a whole different topic for a different day. But yeah, even like after, like when school ended for me, like public school ended for me, because I knew I wasn't coming back to public school. Like I just knew, because I was like really excited to get out of public school. Like literally, the last day of school was, like, so chill for me, and I love it, because I didn't do anything. I was, like, literally leaving classes early because I just didn't care. Like, I couldn't be punished for it because I wasn't going to be back there the next year, you know? Like, I literally walked out of probably three classes early, didn't care, and I just, like, roamed the halls. Because, like, literally, what are they going to do? Like, nothing else. I wasn't even going back at the time. So, yeah. And then, like, once I got out of school, I took a couple of weeks to recover because I was... Public school literally burned me out so much, it wasn't even funny. Like, I got so burnt out. So, like, at the end of the school year, I took, like, 2 weeks to just do absolutely nothing with my life. I think I honestly took off of work for 2 weeks after school ended because I just needed a break. And that really helped. But again, that was me not doing anything. So I was still, like, wasting time. But, like, honestly, it was needed because I was... If I didn't take that break, things would get really dark, and I didn't want that. So, yeah, it was all just, most of the summer for me has just been recovery and relaxation, which honestly is nice, but again, I still wanted to do stuff this summer, because, you know, people like to romanticize the summertime, where it's like, oh, you go out with your friends every day, you go to the beach, you go to the pool, you get some sun, you get a nice tan. You do whatever, you know. Actually, speaking of which, when I'm done with recording this, I am going to go outside and tan. I am going to do that because I literally want to get a tan so bad. Like, I've gotten a little tan. But again, I've been inside a lot. So I need to go get a tan after I'm done recording. That's been noted. But anyways, yes, it's all just stuff like that. And... People romanticize it so much that, like, especially on, like, Instagram and, like, TikTok and stuff like that, people love to romanticize the summertime so much. Where, like, you go on all these vacations and, like, you know, you're living your best life, things like that. And then, like, in reality, for most teenagers, it's, like, not that way. Because, you know, most people's parents work, so it's not like you can't go on vacations all summer long. You maybe go on, like, one good vacation, and then, like, that's it, but then, like, that's literally right before the school year starts, so, like, can't even really enjoy it, and that leads me to my next thing. Like, most people don't travel during the summer. Like, if you think about it, people love to hype up traveling in the summertime so much, but, like, in actuality, not many people actually travel during the summer. And by travel, I mean, like, go to, like, Hawaii, or, like, go on these, like, really tropical vacations. It's most of the time, it's not that way. And, like, I'm kind of annoyed that people have presented it as, like, oh, yeah, like, most people go on vacation during the summer to, like, all these really nice, like, out-of-the-country vacations. Like, most people don't do that. Like, that's just not realistic. Yes, you have a handful of people that really do that, like, every summer and go to, like, really nice places. And, like, good for them, you know? They deserve it, probably. I don't know. But most people definitely don't go on vacation every summer, especially for an extended period of time. Or, like, go to multiple places. I know for me, especially, I have a very busy September coming up. So I'm kind of preparing for that because I'm going to be traveling literally all month, basically. So I'm kind of preparing for that. But again, not everyone has that type of thing, you know? So, like, you can't just assume that everyone goes on vacation. And, like, that really has been, like, bugging me, too. Because I see that all the time on TikTok, where it's like, people were like, oh my god, like, everyone goes on vacation during the summer. It's not that way. Literally, I probably, the summers that I've been on vacation are, like, maybe three summers. My entire life, maybe, like, three, oh my god, I just almost spilled my coffee all over my bed. It's maybe been, like, three summers. So it's, like, not often. Because I have a working parent, you know, like, my mom works during the summer. It's not like she's a teacher and, like, she gets off in the summer. It's not that way. So, like, she still works. So that kind of, like, limits my options as far as vacation and travel goes, but it is what it is. I was just getting very annoyed with people, like, overhyping the whole traveling during the summer thing and things like that. Another thing about summer that's actually realistic is that sitting in the house and being bored and, like, wasting time on your phone, like, all summer is very common. And it's something that I've really been trying not to do because I did it summer 2019 and summer 2020, to be honest. But, like, I couldn't, like, there was nothing else for me to do. So I'm just going to count summer 2019 in this one. I literally, number one, I was severely depressed. Like, it was bad. I was really, really depressed summer 2019, so, like, I didn't want to do anything anyway. But I could have done stuff. Like, looking back, I there was, like, options for me to do stuff. Like, I was invited places, didn't always turn them down because I just didn't want to leave my house. So I literally spent my entire summer 2019 at home, on my phone, watching YouTube, making YouTube videos, being sad. Even though I could have done way more. And the only reason why that was because of that, well, not the only reason, but, like, because obviously I was depressed, as I said before, but also, like, I was just on social media so much. I was a lot more active on social media in 2019 than I am now. And, like, I made it a point for me this summer not to be on my phone too much. And it's, like, actually been working. Like, I really haven't been on my phone that much this entire summer. If I am on my phone, I'm maybe, like, scrolling on Instagram or, like, watching a couple YouTube videos. But, like, I've barely been on TikTok this entire summer. There was this, like, week where I was just – there was this couple weeks where I was just, like, making a bunch of TikToks. And now I'm, like, done with that. I just – for some reason, something came over me to just, like, make, like, 15 TikToks. I don't know. I honestly even considered deleting TikTok a couple days ago because I was just like, this is serving me no more purpose, you know? But some of my favorite creators don't have YouTube channels that are on TikTok, so I was just like, you know, I'll just keep it just in case I decide to watch them. But I've literally barely been on TikTok, and I just, like, I don't want to do it anymore. I honestly might deactivate my account because it's just not doing anything for me anymore. That could mean a sign of me growing up or something. I don't know, but I was just, like, scrolling, and I was like, this is not doing anything for me anymore. And I'm glad, honestly, because I've been trying to limit my social media apps that I use as often as I can. Sorry, if you hear, like, a padding sound, I'm, like, itching my head right now because I just washed my hair, and there's, like, still, like, moisture on my scalp, which is, like, not good, so, like, now my hair is itchy. Even though I just washed it, which is really annoying. Sorry. There's, like, a pool of water in my scalp. That's gross. Anyways. But, yeah. Wasting literally every single day on your phone will meld your summer days together and make you not want to do anything anymore. So, like, if you can help it, just try not to be on your phone. Like, do other things. Like, I remember last year, to get off my phone, I was really into exercising. Like, I went on runs every single night at, like, 8 p.m. Honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. I actually might go on a run tonight. Actually, I lied. I don't want to go on a fucking run. Not today. Today's just, like, not a good day because I said it was literally, like, such a slow morning. I just don't want to do anything today, which is, like, fine. That's okay for me to not want to do anything. But I was super into, like, exercising last year and going on runs. That really helped get me get off my phone. I wasn't reading. That was this summer. I started reading this summer. I started painting. That's really helped. Yeah. Things like that. I've just been, like, really chill, relaxed, everything like that. Like, I've just been super relaxed and chill without my phone. And I feel like that's something that you have to, like, really discipline yourself on. Because, like, if you really want to spend less time on your phone, then you have to, like, make it a point to do things to prevent you from being on your phone. Even when I hang out with my friends, I'm not on my phone. Like, the times that I've hung out with friends this summer, I've barely been on my phone because I want to actually connect. And I noticed that, too. I was really proud of myself for that, because when I was younger, I would just, like, always constantly be on social media posting everything that we do. And I maybe posted one photo from when I was hanging out with my friends a couple times. It's really helped. So if you can help it, get off your phone. If you're really trying to limit your phone usage, if you want to make the most out of your summer, limit your phone usage. I have to go pee real quick, so let's just go to commercial, because I have to pee. I drank how many ounces is this? I don't know. I just drank a full tumbler-sized cold brew, so I have to go pee. BRB. Next thing is, this happened to me, especially years ago, but, like, whenever school ended, and my friends and I were like, oh yeah, we're gonna hang out all the time during summer, we're gonna be out, you know, and then, like, summer comes, and then, like, we don't, like, do anything together, and then it's, like, that just happens every year. It's super disappointing, and, like, I used to get, like, really, really sad about it for some reason. Like, I used to, like, cry, like, it was bad, and I don't even know why, because, like, I didn't know at the time, but, like, I love to be by myself. Like, obviously, it took me a while to get comfortable hanging out with myself, but, like, now I love hanging out by myself. I love being independent. I love going places by myself. I love eating at restaurants by myself. Like, it's amazing. And, like, I don't know why that was such a big deal for me. I guess because I wasn't completely comfortable with who I am at the time, and I was just like, I want to be around people 24/7, and then, like, I was like, I need to be around people a lot. And then, like, whenever I wouldn't hang out with my friends over the summer, I'd get, like, really mad, and then, like, I would, like, cut them off. I was so dramatic. Like, it hurts how dramatic I was back then, but literally, it, looking back, like, it just really wasn't that big of a deal, because my friends also were just, like, not doing anything as well. Like, I would think that they were, like, blowing me off to go hang out with other people, even though, like, they weren't. They were just not in the mood to hang out, which I get. Like, I literally understand now. Like, I get what they were doing, because now I feel the exact same way sometimes. Even though these past couple of weeks, I've been really, like, wanting to go to a party. Even, like, I'm literally not a huge party person, and I've been, like, really wanting to go to a party for the past couple weeks. I don't know if I told the story already. Maybe I have, and you guys are just, like, tired of it, but I actually got invited to a party in the beginning of the summertime, and then, like, I fell asleep before I read it, and I woke up the next morning, and I saw the message, and I was so hurt. But then I was, like, fine. But, like, now I'm, like, really in, like, in the mood to go to a party. I don't know why. It's been like that for a couple of days now. Actually, a couple of weeks. So, like, if you guys are having a party, like, DM me on Instagram and invite me, because I would love to go. Anyway. But, yeah, I was just really dramatic back then about the whole, like, hang out with your friends thing and then, like, not doing it. And now, though, I literally couldn't care, because I love hanging out by myself. I love being by myself. I love entertaining myself, like, finding things to do. And that's kind of why I think that I'm so creative now, is because, like, whenever I'm bored, I always find something to do, whether that's cooking, painting, doing some other stuff. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, I always find things to do when I'm bored now. And I couldn't do that years ago. So, like, now I'm just like, oh, it's easy just to be by myself and be bored. So, another thing, this kind of relates more this past couple years, is wanting to do things in the summertime, but can't because of the pandemic and other things like that related to the pandemic. Recently, there's been a huge like disease. You guys already noticed. I don't know if I can say it though, because I don't want this episode to be demonetized, because I do make money off of these, but I don't know if I can say the word, but it's basically a disease. You guys literally, if you've been like keeping up, like if you're as concerned about it as I am, you know what it is. But basically it's this new disease and it's starting to spread a lot more. It's literally the same thing that's been that happened with COVID. It started off really, really small, and then like it's starting to spread to different states and things like that. I honestly think we're going to get shut down again. To be honest, I just really hope it's after I do all my traveling. Because I need to get out of the house right now. Like, I think it's like time for me to like go on another trip, you know, to a different city. But anyways, that sounded so selfish. Whatever. We've all felt like that at a point. But anyways, yeah, like, new diseases are spreading. In 2020, nobody could do anything because of the pandemic, and, like, everybody was so depressed. And I feel like that's the whole situation, even the one happening now, is, like, preventing people from wanting to hang out, and it, like, gets in people's heads because, like, they want to go out and hang out with their friends and be social, but then it's, like, in the back of their mind, there's still, like, a whole pandemic going on. And also, like, there's, like, a new virus coming up. Like, it's a big thing for me, especially, because, like, it's, like, I want to go to the pool and to the beach and things like that. I want to hang out places, but, like, in the back of my mind, like, it's like, oh, you know, there's a whole pandemic going on. New diseases are spreading. It can be spread by touching things and clothes and things like that. So it's, like, in the back of my mind. But I just really am hoping that nothing major happens until after my vacations and my traveling. Because I'm literally going to be traveling all month next month, pretty much. So, yeah. But that was a huge thing. People just got really, really sad about not being able to go out, and then, like, things opened back up, and then, like, we got shut down again. So, yeah. For me especially, though, like, the more and more I don't do anything, the more every summer becomes a cycle, and then that turns into, like, summer depression, right? Because, you know, back then, when I didn't do anything over the summer and I was in school, I would look forward to going to school because it gave me something new. Like, I got to see people and, like, I got to be out of my house. But now that I'm, like, not in school anymore, I'm just like, you know, YOLO, you know, like, let's run it, you know? I don't get depression anymore, I don't think, because, like, I'm actually, like, doing stuff now. Like, I have more time to go out and be a teenager now because, like, during school, I couldn't really do that because I was taking really hard classes, and that would take up most of my day with homework and things like that. Even on the weekends, that would take up my time. But, like, now, I can be, like, I can literally can get all of my schoolwork done in 3 hours. Like, I could start school at, like, 8 a.m., be done with it by 11, and then, like, have the rest of my day to do whatever I want to, you know? So, like, I'm just, like, I'm happy right now. But I know for most people not in my situation where, like, they still have to go into public school and they don't do anything over the summer, it becomes a summer depression because it's, like, every year I'm not doing anything, I'm being sad. That develops into a summer depression. I know a lot of people have that. I know a lot of people that have summer depression, and it's a really real thing because I even had it at one point. I was like, I hate summer. Like, I literally hated summer at one point. I was like, I hate summer. I hate not going out and doing stuff. I just hate it. But yeah. All of that begs the question, is summer overhyped? A little bit. For me, a little bit. Summer is a little bit overhyped for me. Because, again, most people don't do shit over the summer. It's very overhyped, actually. even though, like, I love summer, my favorite season ever, it's just very overhyped. Because in reality, most people don't really do anything over the summer. Summer is one of those things where it's like, you either do a whole lot of stuff and get burnt out by the end of the summer, or, like, you don't do anything, and then you're sad, you know? But now that we got all those things out of the way, I'm going to share with you guys some habits that I try to include during the summer to keep me productive, because I, at one point, just got really tired of, like, being in the same cycle of being sad every time summer came around. I was like, literally last summer, I was like, I'm going to start being productive over the summer because I hate feeling like this. I hate not doing anything. I want to start being productive and, like, doing stuff with my summer, because if I keep doing that, I'm just going to end up being sad, depressed, and hating summer, even though I don't hate summer, you know? So some things that I've been trying to do to keep myself productive during the summer. Number one, I started waking up early last summer. Summer 2020, I would sleep in until like 11, 12 p.m., every single day. I was very, very sad. I wasn't getting anything done over the summer. And I would just stay up to 4 a.m. It was a whole cycle. This happened every single night. And then, like, last year, I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I feel like I just got tired of it. Also, because I just couldn't pull all-nighters anymore. Also, that, another, like, on more on that, I don't know what happened to me. After 2020, I just couldn't pull all-nighters anymore. I haven't pulled a successful all-nighter in, like, 2 or 3 years. And I was confused because I literally did it every single night, whether it was to edit my YouTube videos or just, like, because I just didn't want to go to sleep. Or I just wasn't tired. I would just constantly pull all-nighters. And now I haven't been able to do that in, like, 2 or 3 years. And I'm, like, kind of glad, but also, like, is it because I'm getting older? Is it because, like, I'm just, like, I was pulling them so much that, like, now I just can't do it anymore. I don't know. But anyway, I started waking up at, like, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. for me is, like, the perfect time, because 6 a.m. is just way too early for me, and 8 a.m. is, like, eh. 7 to 7:30 a.m. is, like, the perfect time to wake up in the morning for me. Also, because you still have all the rest of the day to get some stuff done. You can have a slow morning if you want to, if you wake up early. Also, you get to take naps during the day. I used to, like, could never take naps during the day because I would, again, pull all-nighters and, like, wake up really late. But, like, now I can take a nap so easily. Yesterday, I took such a good nap. Because I woke up at, like, 7 a.m., I literally took a 4-hour nap, and it felt so good. So, like, now I can just take a nap whenever, and I'm, like, that's, like, it's, like, great, you know? Another thing you can do to keep yourself productive is, again, like I said earlier, exercising. Last year, every single evening, I went on a run. It was really, really great, kept me healthy, kept me moving, especially because we were still in the pandemic heavily. So, like, not a lot of stuff was open. So I just started going on runs around my neighborhood around, like, 7 or 8 p.m., and it was great. Because, like, the sun wasn't out too much. It wasn't as hot out. It was still warm, but it wasn't as hot out. Like, I would never go on a run at, like, 3 p.m. now. I can't do it. I tried that years prior, and it just never worked because it was so hot. And I was like, wait, I'll just start running at, like, nighttime. And it was, like, great. I haven't really been in the mood to exercise at all this summer. And I'm, like, kind of mad at myself. But, like, tomorrow I'm going to go on a run for the first time in, like, a year and see how that goes. We're just going to see how that goes. Next is picking up new hobbies. For me, that's been gardening, painting, reading, and journaling. The thing about gardening, though, that hasn't really been successful, I saw on TikTok, actually. It wasn't really TikTok, it was an Instagram reel. But, like, I wanted to, you know, grow some strawberries in my backyard, because now that I have a backyard, I can do that. And I saw this Instagram reel / TikTok where they took like strawberry skins, planted them in some soil, and then like it grew a strawberry plant. I had the worst luck with that because I tried it. I went out and bought the stuff for it, things like that. Literally 3 days after I planted the strawberries, it like rained really hard for like 4 days, and like my plant got like flooded, and my plant just didn't grow. So I haven't planted anything else since because I just feel like I'm just kind of jaded with that. It is kind of my fault because I should have planned better, but like I'm just not doing that for right now. I'll maybe try to grow some blueberries in a couple weeks, who knows, but for right now I'm just not in the mood to garden right now. But other things have been sticking, like painting. I've been really into painting recently. That's very calming. And the thing is, like, you can't paint while watching like a YouTube video because you're not focusing on your painting. And then like your mind is just like overloaded. For me, the best way to paint, I like to paint in complete silence, no talking from me or anyone else at all. I like to paint when I'm like home alone, no one's here, because painting in silence for me is like the most calming thing ever. Ooh, and oh my god, I love painting when it's raining outside and like you can hear like the raindrops on the windows. That is perfect with like no other sound distracting you. That's like perfect. That's been my thing to really calm me, also get me off my phone, but also still being productive because I'm working my mind, you know. Reading, I talked about that. I literally made a whole episode on reading. I made that episode in like April of this year. You can go back and listen to it. And then journaling, also talked about that in that same reading video, reading episode. Yeah. Another thing you can do is start a YouTube channel. I did that summer 2017. I've been making YouTube videos ever since, even though I'm on a break right now from YouTube, a well-needed break. You can still start a YouTube channel because it could be really fun for you. As long as you're consistent, you can build a really, really good following, and then like hopefully that blows up for you. Hang out with friends, that's like basic, but like also like not many people do that. You could also apply for a job if you're able to. That could be really good for you. I know a lot of teenagers apply for jobs during the summer, and it doesn't have to even be a job you keep all year. It could just be like a summer job, just something you can do to get yourself out of the house until school starts. That's a good idea too. You can go to the beach, go to the pool, things like that. You can go to parties because when you're at parties, especially parties where you don't know a lot of people, that's really good because you can meet a lot of people at parties, which is why I really want to go to a party because like I'm just like ready to meet some new people. And my obviously working has helped me meet new people, but like going to parties is a lot more personal. So you can do that, even though that's not really the safest option right now because of everything going on in the world right now. But as long as you wear your mask and you're keeping yourself safe and keeping others safe, I feel like you can still go to a party. You can get your license if you're 16. You can go shopping. Going shopping is always good. You can do summer school. I feel like summer school is actually really underrated as far as like doing stuff over the summer. I was never like required to take summer school. I just did it just because I wanted to. I did that 2 years in a row, I think. Did I do summer school 2 years in a row? I only think I did it 1 year. I did summer school summer 2021. I did it for like 3 weeks and then it was over with. And summer school is very easy. I took gym for summer school because it was the easiest option. I didn't want to do any like actual work over the summer. I did gym summer school. It was very easy. It was only like 3 weeks and it started in like the beginning of June. So I was done by the end of June. So I still had like two months left. It was great. Very easy. Even though the activities my gym teacher had us do were like so unattainable. Like they were very unattainable. Like they were not realistic goals at all. Like just because you like to hike mountains every day, like doesn't mean we can all do that, you know? there was this one assignment where he said he told us to hike for like 7.5 miles. And like, guys, if you know what hiking is, and when you hike, you walk. So you're literally supposed to walk up and down hills for 7.5 miles. That would literally take 4 hours. And I have working parents, so couldn't really do that. So like, I ended up finishing gym summer school with a B in his class, but I don't really care because literally his things were so unattainable. So yeah, you can do summer school. That's very underrated. If your school offers you to do a summer program, then do it. If it's like the last resort, like you have honestly nothing else to do. Like, let's say you're like 14, you can't apply for a job yet, and you're just like really, really bored, do summer school. And then last thing you do is like reinvent yourself. I did this multiple times. I went blonde over the summer last year, completely reinvented myself. I cut my hair also that same summer too, completely reinvented myself. I changed up my style, reinvented myself. It's a whole thing, you know? Just like changing up your style, changing up your appearance, I feel like could be like a really good thing. And like make it like a whole summer long activity. Don't make it like a couple, like a day long thing. Like maybe in June, you go on like a workout plan if you want to, or like July, you do some clothing shopping, do some like clothing revamp type of thing, you know? And then like August, you change your hair color to like just in time for school. That way you're a whole new person when you come back to school. I feel like that's like a really fun thing you can do because I don't know, like switching up your style is just like really fun for me. I don't know. But those are some things you guys can do over the summer if you're really bored. And that's all I've got. But in my opinion, summer really is very overhyped. I love it, but it's just very overhyped. And we need to stop romanticizing having the perfect summer because that's not a thing because everyone's situation is different. The summer for me was a pretty chill one. I'm not mad that I didn't do much, but I'm also like, I could have done more, but like, I'm also like really not mad that I didn't do much. This has actually been one of the most eventful summers that I've had in a long time. Like, that's like good eventful, not like bad eventful, because, you know, but this is one of the most really good eventful summers that I've ever had. And I did like 4 things, which is great. Like, I don't care. But yeah, it's been pretty chill for me. Now that summer is quote unquote kind of coming to a close for me, not really, but sort of, I'm just chilling out, kind of going with the flow. I'm not really putting a lot of pressure on stuff. I'm just kind of going with the flow. I take it day by day. Obviously, I like to plan for the future. That's like fun for me to do. I don't know, like, I just love planning for the future for some reason, but like, I'm also like trying to live every day different, you know? And that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you got some inspiration on what you can do next summer, because summer is literally over for most people. But if you want to do some stuff next summer, hopefully hopefully my suggestions really helped you. And yeah, I love you all dearly. I'm going to go tan outside right now because I've been in my house all day. And I'm going to go listen to some music outside and tan. So yeah, I love you guys a lot. And I'll see you next week for a new episode. I love you all so much. And I'll see you later. Peace out.